You're the king of these people. You're the Lord. Hi, this is Randy Vaughn. This is the next edition of the 1429 Creative Ministry Marketing Podcast. Today our topic is going to be on differentiation. Now, that's not a topic you often hear churches talking about. And so I wanted to talk about it today because a lot of times it's used in a very competitive business kind of cutthroat environment of differentiation as a way to, you know, set yourself apart against your competition. And we certainly coach people through that in our small businesses as we do a lot of marketing coaching. And that's one of the foundations of a strong marketing program for any small business. Well, the same thing, the same principles hold true for you as well. So let's say you're a church, and we have to deal with the first thing is, well, who's our competition? You know, and I can see hear the red flags going up now, and people saying, well, we don't compete. You know, we're all unified, and we are all, you know, one big happy family, and we're not in this to cut throat or hurt anybody or try to steal anybody away from their church to ours. And I'll tell you up front is that's not what I'm talking about. I'm not talking about that cutthroat business-like differentiation strategy. And really, we know that if a church was to employ that kind of technique, it'd likely just backfire on them, especially if you're in a community when there's a number of churches in the area to go out and act like, you know, you're the best church and you have it all together and you have the best worship and the best children's class and you have it better than everybody else. And you were to go around highlighting the things that you have better than other churches, I think not only would you get the backlash from those other churches, they would probably ruin your relationships with those other pastors, other ministers in that area, but also the community. They don't want churches acting like that. So really, that's not what we're talking about. That's not the kind of differentiation you're talking about. You know, I heard someone once say, and I cannot remember who it was, but they said, you know, in response to, I think a non-believer was asking the question about why are there so many churches? Why are there so many different kinds of churches and different denominations? And the non-believer, I think at the time, if I remember the story correctly, was really coming at this in a very pejorative kind of comment, a real negative, you know, accusation that churches are not united, but rather divided over denominational categories and names. And they were asking this one particular Christian leader, which I cannot remember who his name was, but I remember him saying his answer surprised him, the other person. He said, the reason there are so many churches is there's so many different types of God's people. There's so many different types of children of God. And God created everyone unique. And so in a community where there might be thousands or tens of thousands or even hundreds or millions of people, you know, there needs to be different types of congregations that fit the different personality styles, the different types of people. Not everyone's made to be in a mega church. Not everyone's made to sit in a small church of 100 people. Not everybody's made to sit in a church that has a real contemporary dynamic worship style that other people they're not made for a more liturgical style of worship. And so rather than competing with other churches, we're simply showcasing what makes our community of faith unique. And so when we talk about the word differentiation, I don't want you to hear that I'm trying to convince you as a marketing guy that this you've got to be about this in a cutthroat environment and we've got to showcase all the negative things about other churches. No, no, no. I would never, ever want you to do that. Rather, I would like you to think about what makes your community of faith unique. Because the problem really becomes not that so many churches go about a cutthroat strategy on differentiation. The problem is most churches have a real bland communication strategy when they try to showcase what's so unique about them. It's like we're creating little photocopies or cookie cutter churches. You know, you open up in our community here in Fort Worth, I mean, the paper where it says, if you have a paper like this, where it has places of worship, and, you know, and the ads for all the worship. And really, have you ever looked at that page? Have you ever looked at it and see, and tried to, you know, there's always a church. There's always multiple churches that have, oh, the, you know, what do they call that? Dynamic worship style, an engaging children's ministry, relevant teaching, you know, contemporary music. I mean, how many times we all the churches said the same phrase? Everybody's got them. We always talk about this with business people. When I asked a business person one time, I asked him, I said, what makes your company different than all your competitors? He said, well, to be honest, I think we have the best customer service in town. And I laughed inside, and I kind of challenged him on that and said, so you really think you have better customer service than your competitors do? He said, yeah, I know we have really good customer service. I said, have you ever been to their competitors? Do you know this? No, I've never really gone there, but I feel confident that we have the best customer service in town. I said, have there been studies on this, or have your clients or customers, have they validated this in any way? Have they gone to the competitor and they all state? Well, no, but I just know that we have the best customer service in town. I said, so what makes you think that your competitors aren't saying the same thing? And he kind of had that, you know, that deer in the headlights look, you know, kind of stunned, never really thought about it. You know, that he was convinced, and rightfully so. I mean, I know this organization, they really do have good customer service, but he was convinced that his customer service was the differentiator for him, that set him apart from anybody else. Well, the problem is that is not a differentiator, because everybody is saying that. Everybody's saying they have the best customer service, they have the best prices in the town, they have the friendliest employees, the best quality product. What do you as a church say? So does your church say, we have contemporary music, relevant Bible teaching, engaging children's ministry program? Well, the problem is, if you have that, that's wonderful, and I think it's all the more important nowadays in our environment, in our culture, to state all those things. I think those are really strong points to make. But is that the differentiator? Is that what makes you unique? It doesn't make you unique, because you can look on the page, the newspaper, and see an ad for about four churches who say the same thing. What makes you unique? So what we tell people to do, and this is an exercise that you want to do, and I'll just briefly run over this in a few minutes that we have remaining on this podcast. We call it the now factor and the wow factor. The first thing you do is do a self-analysis of what you're doing right now. What is it you're doing? And what are you doing right now that is really phenomenal, that's really remarkable? Seth Godin is a great marketing mind, and he wrote a book several years ago called The Purple Cow. And I heard him doing a presentation, and he said, no one stops at the side of the road to take a picture of a brown cow. No one stops on the side of the road to take a picture of a black and white cow. We've seen those. We've done that. But I guarantee you, if there was a purple cow, people would stop and snap a photo of that. That's remarkable. It's remarkable, as Seth even said it. It's not that it's just you have a contemporary or cool thing that you do, but it's something of such value that it's worth making a remark about to someone else. That's what defines something as remarkable. And so we ask people, ask you as a church, what is it that you're doing right now that's remarkable? That's something that you can say, hey, this is not a competition, we're not trying to compete with anybody, but hey, if we want to showcase what's so unique about us, I think people in the community ought to know about this. Is it a specific ministry that you have that really is unique, that no one else is doing it? Or is it something about your worship style that's unique that you really can't find other places? It's not that it's just contemporary Christian music, because there's a lot of churches that have that. Is it really something unique about it? Do you have or more than likely, is it a story or a testimony of your pastor, of your worship minister? Those are the kind of stories that resonate with people, because those are almost across the board, always unique. Everybody's got their unique testimony. And so is it a story of your pastor? Is it a story of someone in your church? Those are the kind of things that you showcase as being unique. And, you know, create, take an opportunity. Ask your members. It's always interesting. We always do this with small businesses. We say, hey, you know, ask your customers what's so unique about you. And it's always surprising. They'll say, oh, well, they'll tell us our customer service is so great. And it turns out that the customers say, well, no, that's not really the issue. That's not why I keep coming back. And they'll name something else. They'll name the one person at the counter that really mentions their name every time they come in, and they'll say, that's the reason I come back. You know, what is it about your church that you're doing right now that's unique? And showcase that. And that's how you'll set yourself apart, not in a competitive way, but in a way that will resonate with that one person who's sitting there on a Friday night or a Saturday morning kind of hungover or, you know, kind of wrestling with the decisions of the week or the choices they've recently made or the choices that they're facing, and they're wrestling with it, and they're feeling God kind of move in their spirit to start thinking about church maybe. And here's your opportunity. They get on the website and they look around, or they open up that paper and they start looking at the different places of worship. What are they going to find? What are they going to find out about you? What's so unique about you? How can you share a message that will resonate with them? So those are the kind of things you would do right now. Look at what you have right now. The second part of the equation is the wow factor. And this is simply a chance for you to brainstorm with your members, with your staff. What is it that we can, what need is in our community that no one else is needing? We're not trying to compete, but we're just trying to think, what is our role in our community? How can we serve the kingdom of God the best in a way that maybe the other churches are not able to do or they're not wanting to do? How can we meet a need that's not being met? How can we do it in a way that's different, that showcases the immense glory of God in a way that no one else has really been able to capture? How can we do it in a way so that it'll resonate with somebody out there who's looked at the other churches and just hasn't found what's connected with them? So again, I share this with you just simply as a way to understand how to showcase what makes you different and what makes you stand out and really what makes you unique. Yeah.